Good morning to Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning.
I promise what I'm about to tell you, I did not do for attention. But this morning, going out in the light rain out the back door, probably some books under one arm and a lunch pail in the other. And I don't know, somewhere in there, I must have grabbed for my key, which is a troubled key. It's for a 2005 Honda Accord. And it's, I think there was some industrial tape that had recently just fallen off of it. And so you have to step on two concrete blocks to go over a fence, the fence to keep the dogs in the backyard. Well, somehow this morning in the dark, I stepped on one of the block and then I fell. And so thankfully I'm fine, but like the lunch pail went flying. And then when I look at the key I get in the car, I'm like, it is like disconnected. And so I'm trying to jam it in and unsuccessfully. So Elena, dear Elena, I've got your car this morning, but Michael, it may be a little challenging to get out of the driveway because I'm in front of you. Didn't do that for attention. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And then you wake up and you think, this is not a great way to start the day.
No.
Yeah. I'm very sorry. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we do have a security light and I think like a motion light, and I just hadn't gotten far enough. And so just kind of picking out where I thought I've somehow got a message to the family and let them know, if anybody can assemble the key together, you could maybe, I use the broken piece of the key and put that in, but that, it gets it kind of, it doesn't turn over, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, other than that, how'd you enjoy the rest of the play? So, yeah.
That's a great line. That's one our friend Ed likes to use.
Yeah.
I think about falling as an adult. I won't say as an old person because we're not old.
Yeah.
But you think about it, as a kid, you fall all the time, and so you just bounce right back. And then as an adult, you fall and you're like, huh, am I gonna have to take the rest of the week off?
I know.
Because it's just harder to bounce back when things like that happen.
No, I mean, you got all sorts of stories of broken hips, and you could smack your head and all sorts of stuff like that, because there's stairs kind of behind me. Anyhow, I feel fine, but
good.
Got to work on somehow
getting you're fine.
That key assembled and the car in for the 11 o'clock oil change.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
If
anyhow.
It's not one thing.
The world is crazy, though. I think as I walked the dogs yesterday, the honest song that was just emanating to the Lord is, why is everything so broken? It is really, really broken.
Yeah. Yeah, and that seems to be, that day after day accumulation of that brokenness. I think there's a corporate grief that I don't know that we have all named quite yet or been able to fully explain. But I think all of us kind of feel the heaviness of the brokenness of the world,
mm-hmm.
Feel the grief of the brokenness of the world. And I think it's important to name that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think about like 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18, light and momentary troubles. And so maybe we'll share that at the end of the best 5 minutes of the day. But in the meantime, we've got Mark chapter 3, 28 through 30.
Yeah, it says, I tell you the truth, all sin and blasphemy can be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. This is a sin with eternal consequences. He told them this because they were saying he is possessed by an evil spirit.
Okay, and then we pick up with this in your devotional commentary. Jesus told those who accused him of having an unclean spirit to understand that I will forgive every sin except blaspheming my Holy Spirit. That little phrase has caused much confusion because Jesus told them that those who blaspheme my spirit cannot be forgiven. Blasphemy means showing contempt. People who blaspheme my spirit have engaged in a perpetual rejection of my spirit so that they cannot and will not repent.
Yeah, I don't know if that verse has ever confused you.
I was going to say, if you're going to do a devotional commentary, you got to take the hard passages too, right?
Yeah. I think that's one of them, that for many of us, you come across that, it's like, I really wish that wasn't in there, but it is. And I think for me, wrestling with what does that idea of blasphemy mean, and I think it is that idea of perpetual contempt.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, let's close
take that for what it's worth.
Here's that passage from the NIV that I referenced. So we close things out here this morning. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I like that far better than the Mark passage you read.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jason. Speaking of apples, Caleb, I knew that there were a lot of varieties of apples. I had no idea there were so many varieties of pumpkins.
Yeah, and a lot of these I had never heard of before, but we have a big list of some of the different varieties of pumpkins that you can find.
Yeah, let's go through them here. There is the funny face.
The funny face pumpkin. How about the Kentucky Field? Uh-huh. That sounds more like a pumpkin, the Kentucky Field pumpkin.
And again, when I looked at this list yesterday, it seemed like a lot of them could be racehorse names, you know, like Winter Luxury.
Or Buckskin.
The Big Tom Pumpkin.
The Baby Pam Pumpkin.
All right, the Jackpot.
The Mammoth Gold.
How about the New England Pie Pumpkin?
The Young's Beauty Pumpkin.
Or the Snowball.
Or the Baby Boo.
Or the Pankow's Field.
Or the Munchkin. The Munchkin Pumpkin is just fun to say.
The Ghost Rider.
The Spirits.
The Jack B. Little.
The Small Sugar.
The Happy Jack.
The Frosty.
The Sweet Potato.
The Baby Bear Pumpkin.
The Tricky Jack.
The Jumpin' Jack.
The Sugar Treat.
And the Tennessee pumpkin.
There's a lot of pumpkins with Jack, I guess. So.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. And now I kind of want to see them all compared and laid out. I'm not sure if any of them, well, you know what? I'm curious. Maybe Brian from Aliva, if you're tuned in this morning, what variety of pumpkin do you use to grow that Wisconsin state record pumpkin? By the way, we've got pictures of that on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page and our Instagram profile as well, too. But yeah, that was a huge pumpkin. What was it? 2,420 pounds, new state record. What variety of pumpkin, if you're willing to share, Brian?
Yeah.
Curious what variety that was.
And Brian, thanks for letting us break the news about your new state record-setting pumpkin. I know you got some more pub, it seemed like, yesterday, but we like to break the news here on WIB. Odd hotel requests on the WIB Wake Up Show.
If you've worked in a hotel before, I have not. I've been in the service industry, but man, this really seems to take the cake when it comes to customer service and dealing with some of the things that people ask for. These are actual requests that hotel managers have shared. They said, yeah, guests have made these requests to us.
We did say they're odd, so here we go. This was one. Can I have your best sun-facing room as I have to soak in the sunbeams first thing in the morning to boost my aura for the day?
Wow. All right. Odd hotel request. Another real one. A guest said, do you offer a sleep sitting service? I need someone to watch over me while I'm sleeping because I tend to sleepwalk.
Okay, yeah, you want to minimize that. This was an odd request. Does your pet policy include my pet llama?
That would really be.
Wow. I mean, it would
does
just.
Does it spit?
Maybe you get to bring a dog or a cat, but.
Someone else asked, hey, can you send someone to warm up my bed? I want someone to just lay in it and get it all warm for me.
Oh, man. All right. This is another hotel request. Can you please fill my bath with milk?
I mean, I've heard of oat baths and such, but milk bath, what percent? What percent would you like?
Yeah, really.
2% whole. Another one, odd hotel request, really received by hotel managers. One guest said, can my hen stay with us? We only eat fresh eggs laid by her.
I've heard about picky eaters, but my. And finally this morning, an actual hotel request. Can someone on staff do my son's math homework?
Not if it's that new math, ma'am.
Not help him. Just do it. All right, Caleb, you posted a question a couple of days ago on our social media. What is it?
Well, we said, what's a song you love singing along to on WWIB, the hashtag Connect Month? And again, when you see those posts, you can connect with us anytime. But we're just saying that's just how easy it is to connect. What's a song or a program you enjoy? When do you listen? How's WWIB part of your life? That's the ongoing questions here during October Connect Month, and we would love to hear your responses. So, again, this is the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Hopefully you've joined that. We also posted it on our main page. But Ron says, hey, a song I love to sing along to, Burn the Ships from For King and Country. Also, Build a Boat, kind of a nautical theme from Colton Dixon. He says, love your station. Thank you, Ron.
Susan also said anything from Kane. She's a big fan.
And Tammy says any Toby Mac song.
Susan said Toby Mac, Lose My Soul, and Torrin Wells, Like You Love Me.
Carla says, and again, an answer to the question, what's a song you love singing along to? on WWIB. Carla says Nobody by Casting Crowns, that one featuring Matthew West as well, I believe.
Karen, a big fan of a song my wife really loves too, Goodness of God from Jen Johnson. Mm,
really good. And she says, yeah, anyone else who sings it too. I think we have a version of Rhett Walker singing it. Melody says, Phil Wickham, This Is Our God. Great choice. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm on Fox and Friends, perform this live, and I see him every time I hear the song on WIB.
Cheryl likes Rattle. I think Elevation Worship, right?
Yeah. Jane says, Something Beautiful by Need to Breathe. Got to sing along with that one.
We also heard from Randy, who said The Goodness of God by C.C. Winans.
There's another version of that one. Suzanne says, Jason Gray's Jesus Loves Me and I'm Trying. Love singing along with that one. That is a great song.
And I like kind of the surprise ending in that song, too, that he snuck in there. He's such a good songwriter and singer. And Holly also sang Goodness of God. That's like the third mention for that.
Yeah. Sevilla says Build a Boat. Another mention for that Colton Dixon tune that we heard live at OneFest 2023.
And finally, Rita says, any Zach Williams song. And so since you come last, you're not least, Rita. How about any Zach Williams song like this one?
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart.
Oh, we get to see how we can read the handwriting, because both of the ones I've got here got the good old-fashioned cursive.
So. There you go. Hey, it's an acquired skill that hopefully we still have. October Connect Month, and we love hearing from you. And again, trying to hear from at least 500 of you during this month of October. How's WWIB part of your life? When do you listen? Are there songs, programs, DJs that you enjoy? We would love to hear from you about, again, how WWIB is part of your family, as you are part of ours, being part of the WIB listening family. It's always great to get those good old-fashioned snail mail letters, but we'll take email or text or voicemails or Facebook or Instagram messages or posts, or you can walk in and visit us like some good friends did the other day as well. But yeah, let's dive in here, Havel.
All right. Yeah, the first one, this comes to us from Shatek, and they say... they say they've been listening for 46 years, Caleb. Yeah, you've been asking people, I think, on social media during this October Connect month, how long? 46 years. I've listened to WIB since moving to Wisconsin from Illinois. It has kept me company in so many ways over the years. I once worked the night shift from 11 to 7 a.m., and it was my listen-to station, even overnight. He says, the Lord has blessed me so much from listening to every program. Whenever I've had the station on, may you all be blessed as you continue serving our area with WWIB.
And that's wonderful. Here's one from Withy. And Dorothy says, I've been listening to WWIB since the very beginning. And she says, praying for Mabel Louise. And of course, Mabel Louise and Warren Stewart starting founding this station half a century ago. She says, I am 90 and a half years. Love in him, Dorothy from Withy. Thank you for that, Dorothy.
Here's one from Wheeler. This is Thomas and Sharon say, I began listening when the station began. My dad began playing the station in the barn. The station has been with me through all the years and all the ups and downs of life, from teen years, marriage, empty nesting, and the loss of my parents. We're so sorry. You are a major part of our family. Love all of you. Sharon. Thank you, Sharon.
Here's Barb from Eau Claire. Another OG, I guess. She says, I've been listening for 50 years. She says, I so appreciate everyone who works at WWIB. Everyone is so positive and so encouraging. She says, I love Focus on the Family and Insight for Living. Barb from Eau Claire. Thank you, Barb.
We are family, born out in the mail. So we appreciate it. Still time to connect with us. It says 361 connects. I think we've got to add some more to that list.
We do.
But we appreciate everybody who's reached out. It's one-way communication, 24/7, 365. And during Connect Month, more than any other month of the year, we ask you to communicate with us.